This is Curtis Cross from over at the Sleeper Birth Cast, and you and I are listening to one of the craziest trucking podcasters out there. So, Jeff, take it away. Let's truck it up.
This is the long version of the 176 show, update from the Hacienda. And this right here has got just a little extra audio in it from the 176 on Pod Show. So hope you enjoy it. Hey, you're listening to the Trucker Two Time Show. Let's go trucking.
This is Joe Savio of Agency, and this is a Pod Safe transmission.
Well, thank you, Joe. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is Trucker Two Times coming at you here from the Hacienda. And we just want to give everybody a quick update and let everybody know where they ain't dropped off the face of the earth or anything there. But been doing a little extra work on my website. I ain't been doing a whole lot of computing. I've been mostly watching TV with Mama, since that's what she likes to do there. So I've been staying right around real close to her there. She's been fixing me some good breakfasts and some good dinners, and we've just been eating and watching TV and having a good time, and kind of forgetting about the work a little bit there for another few hours, day or so. But since Friday there, we went up to Stone Mountain, Georgia to get us a load, and had the address set in there for the GPS, and ended up following it up through the town of Stone Mountain, Georgia. Of course, that was a no-no after we got up inside the town on a two-lane road where you can't turn around. They've got a sign up there, the weight limit of 5 tons there, which we weighed quite a bit more than 5 tons, but ended up getting an overweight ticket there for going into the town of Stone Mountain in order to make a pickup. Or, well, we had to go through it, which is about 1.4 miles exactly, according to the satellite in the sky on my Garmin there, from where the cop pulled me over to where I was going. So anyway, called them here today, and that's going to be a $250 fine. So not going to fret too much over that there, because hadn't had to pay the... you know, as the song goes there, though, what's his name, you know, our devil went down to Georgia looking for a soul to steal, so he probably got a bunch of them down that way anyway, but not going to fret over that there. That's just a little bit more money there, and they probably need a lot more than we do there, but anyway.
Hey, Trucker Two Time, come 108 Pork Chuck, out here in the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa. I figure I'd get on here and holler at you and see how you're doing. And ever since I saw your podcast, I figure I'd get one too. I think it's pretty damn neat there. So give me a call back on there. And hope you're safe over the road, and I hope I'll see you up there and tell you. Well, I'm doing all right. I'm going to poke truck. Get back out.
I've got some new voice comments here on my website there, and want to encourage everybody that hadn't already sent me a voice comment to get one in, and I'll get it up on the Trucker Two Time Show. Get that number right here for you, so get you a pen and paper and get ready to write this one down there. It don't matter, you know what you got to say. If you're selling used cars, selling new cars or apples or oranges or giving away free speeding tickets, or I'd just like to hear what you got to say and share it with everybody else anyway. The number to call is 1-641-985-7800. Enter *216-5227 and leave me that voice comment, and we'll get it on the Trucker Two Time Show.
Hey, Trucker Two Times, Michael Moss here again, just listening to show number 166, part two. If you go into Phoenix, talking about your boy that loved the Patriots. I'm assuming that's the game that we're playing against the Indianapolis Colts.
Sorry, man, that the Patriots didn't make it, but my boy in it, boy's in Indianapolis, man, that's for sure. I'm only about 15 miles away from the RCA Dome, and cold Colts, man. Bye-bye.
What's going on, hero? Call me at 108 Pork Chop, sitting here trying to figure out the whole podcast URL business, which I'll figure out later. We just sitting around relaxing, waiting for that old Super Bowl game to start there at 10-0. And hopefully you're over the road turning tires making that dollar. Well, you be safe out there. Appreciate the comment. Call me that 108 Pork Chop and that flat black mat for one stack, one window in the back, stretched all the way back, dropping that 4-pound ball. Bang out. Bang out. Bang out. Bang out. Bang
out. And called up there to Michigan. All right, take there was $100 total on that. There, done paid 20, so 80 on that. And got till somewhere in March to pay both them there, so we'll be all right anyway. Yeah, we're still waiting on the tax return, and when that gets here, we'll be all right. And I think I might have mentioned that we got TV turned back on there. Of course, we had to go to Comcast there for right now. Going to do business with Comcast, let them service our entertainment needs, and was looking a little bit here on the YouTube there just a little bit, and I put a new thing up on my website there on my homepage, you know, for an iTunes review. So if you got a moment there and don't have anything else any better to do, if you would there, click on that, you know, it's right there on my homepage on the front there for iTunes review, or try to maybe, I ain't really read in that much, you know, it may help bring a spotlight to the Trucker Two Times podcast. I've got both my pod back and pod show links for review. There's just a quick, simple, fast link to the iTunes review page or whatever it is. It brings up to iTunes. If you've got, I imagine you have to have an iTunes account to do it. So if you got one, got time to do it, that's good. Appreciate it. If you don't, there, appreciate it anyway. So, just want to give everybody a quick update and let you know where the old Trucker Two Times is still here. It's a sunshine, beautiful day outside, though, but it's awful cold. And we just say, well, we went out last night. We rented a couple more movies, and I can't remember the name of them right off there. They're supposed to have been funny, and they wasn't really that funny, though. Looks like it's about 28 degrees out here. It's, looks, by just looking outside, looks like it ought to be about 70, but that ain't the case of that. But anyway, getting that much needed R&R and getting a reset there. Probably going to be heading back out on the road right after midnight Tuesday night. Told them Wednesday, but if I can head out Tuesday night and deliver something Wednesday, wanting to try to stay on the reefer. Even though it's still maybe a slow time of the year there, it may not be slow next week. I keep looking up for a change in that. It may pick up all of a sudden there and take off where we can't keep up with it. You know, one never knows on that there. But I talked with the driver on the way in there Friday night there, and he said he sat in North Carolina with a reefer for 3 days waiting on load down there, you know. But, I mean, that's one of the things, you know, I talk about forward podcast. You know, you either love it and want to do it or you don't, you know, and you know, good times come with trucking and good times go with trucking, you know, where it's like, getting, fines and tickets and all that. You know, I've certainly had my share of them in the past, and anybody else, you know, where it's been in this business long enough, or has had theirs too. You know, it's just a, part of, doing business is, in this business there, you know, getting fines and having people kind of pick on you, you know, where because you because you're I don't know, because you have to keep working, or, you know, we don't have time to go play politics, you know, truck drivers don't, so we just kind of have to almost lay down there and take whatever people want to dish out, you know, where I think they ought to maybe come up with a ban for trucks altogether, you know, where for some of these folks that don't even want them around, you know, where instead of having to go through all the extra expense building concrete barriers and berms and putting up signs and this and that, you know, after you get so far where you can't turn around, different things, split speed limit, all that, you know, where it, evidently there's a lot of places there that big trucks just aren't needed, so it'd probably be nice if they could just eliminate them altogether there, you know, where, because, you know, most of the time groceries grow on the shelves in the store anyway, and and replenish them, you know, their sales anyway. So, you know, trucks is just not really that much needed, you know, and gas kind of grows in the tanks underground, you know, at the gas stations. And Walmart, you know, magically somehow or other their shelves are restocked, you know, where so all this truck and stuff, you know, really just a waste of space on the road, you know. Hey, I'm just being crazy. Anyway, but everything's all good. Well, if I was going to try to find a song, put on here something there, kind of happy-go-lucky, a pickup type deal there, you know where what I'm in the process of continuing to get my attitude adjusted here with this much-needed R&R. So I'm going to take just a few moments here maybe and try to see if I can't find a little something there to add to the entertainment of this update.
Cerebrum has suffered massive and irreparable damage.
You never know what has happened to him.
If I had not been sure of this, I would not have permitted him to live.
Where?
Father?
What happened?
I need help.
What is democracy? What is democracy?
Got something to do with young men killing each other, I believe.
When it comes to my turn, will you want me to go?
For democracy. Any man would give his only begotten son.
It is impossible for a decelebrated individual to experience pain, pleasure, memory, dreams, or thought of any kind. This young man will be as unfeeling, as unthinking as the dead until the day he joins me.
I don't know whether I'm alive and dreaming or dead and remembering.
How can you tell what's a dream and what's real when you can't even tell when you're awake and when you're asleep?
Where am I?
I can't remember anything. Can't tell if this is true or dream. Deep down inside I feel the scream. This terrible silence stopping there. Now that the war is through with me, I'm waking up, I cannot see that there's not much left in me. Nothing is real but pain now. Hold my breath as I wait. Yeah. Oh, please, God, wake me.
He just went ahead and chopped off everything.
Oh, God. Please make them hear me.
They won't listen. They won't hear me.
You don't wake me up, I'll be like this for years.
Hear me.
Back in the womb is much too real. It comes right that I must feel. But
has a dignity all its own.
Father, I need help. I'm in terrible trouble and I need help.
Don't you remember when you were little? How you and Bill Harper would bring a wire between the two houses so you could telegraph to each other? You'll remember the Morse code.
Doctor, imprisoning me. All that I see, absolute horror. I cannot live, I cannot die. Judging myself, by my own exhale.
It's Morse code.
For what?
SOS. Help.
Kill me. Over and over again.
Kill me. Oh, God. He's making me here. Don't you have some message for him, Padre?
He's the product of your profession.
Not mine.
Video from Metallica, the song One, and thought it's pretty interesting to listen to. I would find something happy, happy, joy, joy type stuff. And looking on the Pod Safe Music Network for it, there may end up having to go into the cartoon area to find something. Well, Eureka! I found it. It's the Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy song, and I'm going to include the words so everybody can sing along in the show notes. And for those of you that just want to listen through one time there and get that happy, happy, joy feeling going, I'm going to go ahead and play it two times. I'm going to have it double. I'm going to put double file on here so you can listen to it twice, and then you can keep rewinding it. You know, that's one of the good things about a podcast. You can listen to it over and over and over. So what I suggest to do, if you don't feel like singing along the first time, listen to it all the way through, then rewind it and listen to it again. So for now, this is Trucker Two Times, and I will catch you later.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizard Teeth. This is a song about a quail. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, joy. If the new ace, the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know the variety. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
I want everybody to sing along now. I've got a feeling that some onions are not singing. Come on, sing with happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If the new ace, the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know the variety. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
This is Trucker Tom, and you have been listening to A Crazy Truck Driver.
This is Curtis Cross from over at the Sleeper Berth Cast.
And I mean crazy.